Good morning and welcome to a new week. So US markets on Friday did come under a little bit of pressure in what was otherwise quite a positive week for American equities. We had the Dow Jones dropping 200 points or 0.8%. The S&P 500 was down 0.9% and the Nasdaq dropped most by about 1.6%. But over the week, we had shares in the US actually lifting by about 2%. It seemed to have a lot to do with the US midterm elections, which wrapped up midweek and basically came out with very few surprises. Reassuring investors that there are unlikely to be any sweeping changes to policy in America in the next couple of years. That was a positive, but on Friday we did see weakness really across the board. We had tech stocks and the banks doing most of the damage. Goldman Sachs was the worst, dropping about 4%, but we also had Microsoft, Apple and Cisco dropping around 2%. In the winners column, no stock did better on the Dow than Walt Disney, which was up about 2%. This was because investors had their first opportunity to react to some profit and revenue results, which were better than expected. Consumer stocks also stood out. Companies like Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Coca-Cola and McDonald's up approximately 1%. Now, yesterday was Singles Day in China, the world's biggest shopping day, something which was popularized by China's biggest company, the e-commerce giant Alibaba. It made $31 billion in sales in one day. So not only does this show that consumer confidence in China is remaining quite robust despite the trade dispute with the US, but just painting a picture for you and putting this into perspective, Maya over the whole of last year made about 14 times less in sales. JB Hi-Fi only made about $5 billion US in sales over the past year. But what will be interesting in the coming days is how some companies react to this. Alibaba didn't do so well in the US market on Friday. It dropped more than 2%. Also, Apple had a difficult week due to some disappointing profit results a week ago. So we'll see if its shares can jump as well, because its products were one of the top three brands actually sold over the weekend. Now, today, the Aussie market is set for a softer start. SPY futures down 37 points or 0.6%. And there are a few things working against the Aussie market in the early part of this week. Firstly, ANZ and Macquarie, both ex-dividend today. Westpac will be ex-dividend tomorrow. So that will likely be a weight on the financials. Also, BHP and Rio in London dropped in the order of 3.5%, which generally doesn't bode well for our miners today. And the price of oil has dropped now for 10 consecutive days, the longest losing streak in 34 years due to oversupply concerns. On the economic front today, we've got some credit and debit card lending figures, weekly petrol prices too. But over the week, most of the focus will be on the labour market update on Thursday and an update on wages growth on Wednesday. Also, Wesfarmers, Fortescue and Medibank will all hold AGMs in coming days. The Aussie dollar, 72.2 US.